community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On the phone right now, I don't know how we've managed to do this, but I found some phone numbers. I've got Tony Gale on the phone from West Ham. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, the better for speaking to you, my friend. All the better for speaking to you. Now, you're doing the rounds at the moment, are you? Doing some chats and speaking of basically West Ham nostalgia, aren't you?
Yes, one in particular, Mike. We got one on the 20th of November at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch.
That's just round the corner. I might turn up and have a chat with you myself, to be honest with you.
That's all right, mate. You be my guest. You're the competition winner. You've won a ticket.
So, who's going to be with you, Tony?
Yeah, what happens, Mike, is I host the theatre show, and then I've got on the show is Steve Lomas.
Yeah.
Who was obviously West Ham skipper of the past, and played for Man City, QPR, went on to manage Millwall, which the West Ham fans won't like. Martin Allen, who's Mad Dog, who's played for us, of course, and now is Barnet manager. And Ian Dowie, who also played for West Ham, but is now with me on Sky Sports News.
So you do a lot for Sky Sports at the moment, don't you? And also Soccer Saturday, is that right?
What happens is, Mike, now I do the live commentaries. So the live commentaries, the night football, which go around the world,
yeah,
live on a Saturday. And then they go out on a Saturday night. They go out as highlights, a highlights package. And in midweek, I do sports news and also do live commentary games. In fact, I'm on my way to Chelsea v Maribor tonight, which will be on TV on Sky later. Yeah.
Oh, my word. What are your aspirations? Do you want to come out and go into commentating and presenting eventually?
No. At the moment, mate, I've been doing this now for... Oh, I did radio, actually, for 7 or 8 years when I finished football. Live radio for Capital Gold, you may remember, London.
Yeah.
I worked with the great Jonathan Pearce, and since then... the last 10 or 11 years, I've been working for Sky, which is fine, thank you very much. It's one of those. don't tell anyone, Mike. It's probably a job I'd pay to do rather than pay.
That too loud.
Yeah.
You want to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, I'll better keep that to myself. Let's hope it's safe. Ain't too many people ain't listening,
are they? No, it's just me and you at the moment. It's just me and you, Tony.
Yeah.
So on Thursday the 20th of November at the Queen's Theatre, what sort of stuff are you going to be discussing in this night of West Ham nostalgia?
We'll be going through the old days. There's quite a bit of nostalgia involved there. You know, the managers they played under, the boys, the stories that they with ex-players that they played with, what they're doing currently now, and generally having some fun. I mean, we do it every year. It's sort of a Christmas... ritual for a lot of people in the Hornchurch and Essex area. They come down. We've had different guests throughout the years, like Trevor Brooking, Billy Bonds, Phil Parks, Alan Devonshire, Tony Cotty, Frank McAvenny. But this is bringing it a little bit more up to date, and these boys are more current, so this one will be interesting.
Well, something I've always wanted to, because with another radio station we used to do quite a few road shows outside the bowling ground, West Ham, and I don't think this is the right area to talk to you about this, but I was always told you used to be told how to professionally foul someone. Is that right?
No, we wasn't never taught that, actually. That wasn't... I think that the professional foul, as it is now, is a lot that people talk about in the game, particularly the diving aspect of it and everything like that. But no, I don't think you're ever taught about that. But obviously the wherewithal in football to... obviously influence decisions from referees has always been the case, that any small margin that you could gain in football and any small margin that you gain in life, really.
That's true, that's very true.
You know, this is what you do, but it's something that we don't like, sort of cheating in the game or anything like that. So no, we were never taught to cheat, if you like, but there was a few better at it than others, I think.
Yeah, well, I've seen some reruns. So I totally agree with you there. We're mentioning no names. So your Night of Nostalgia is going to be at the Queen's Theatre, Thursday the 20th of November. You've done a few. I think you was at Bar Plasma a while ago, wasn't you? Was it Bar Plasma? No, it was Bar Zero you was at.
Around the Essex area, I work with Tony Cotty. We do a lot of charity gigs. Yeah, I did one at Bar Plasma. There's a lot of clubs we've been doing and everything, but the theatre's probably the best place to go.
Yeah.
Because people just come to listen to you. So the drink doesn't get involved and nobody's shouting and hollering while you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, so, that's an easy...
I love the theatre.
It's an easier environment to work, isn't it?
I was made for theatre, mate. I should have been the back end of a donkey.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us a little bit. And you never know, I may be in the front row next time you're down there.
It's a pleasure, Mike. You just get in touch with the boys and be my guest. Be nice to see you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.